Here we go.
Yo. Music Jones Podcast. Did you miss me? And we ain't been here in a minute, man. June, what's happening?
What's happening, man?
Ain't shit, man.
It's been a minute.
Yeah, man. The basketball shit, man, got me all tied up. My hands all tied, but it's all
something positive.
Yeah, for the kids, so it's all good.
Absolutely.
How's everything?
Cool, man. How you?
I'm good, brother. Can't complain at all.
It's hot as fuck.
It's hot as a bitch, I tell you. Yeah, definitely that. Ooh. Definitely that.
Well, I can tell you, and just to tell you, the closer I got here,
hot it got,
the more my shit went up, man. Yeah, that shit was
hot. It hot, it hell hot right now. Mr. Easy?
Yeah.
How you doing, sir?
Hey, I can't call it.
What's going on?
Hey, you know.
I heard a story.
What story?
On your show.
About what?
One of your homeboys snaked you on a car sale. He came and bought two joints.
Yeah, he damn sure did.
Oh,
yeah.
Man, I was like, I know that nigga.
Yeah.
I know he was high.
Yeah.
How he go buy two cars?
Exactly.
From the op.
I mean, he ain't the op, but
he the op. He the op when it come to that.
Not really, you know what I'm saying? But he still could have.
He could have saved one on for
you. He gave me one on.
Yeah, man. Yep. Yeah, that's some crib ass shit, man.
Yep.
Niggas ain't loyal or fuck, bro. Ain't no loyalty.
The first one, his daughter had went up there without him.
Mm-hmm.
His daughter don't know me. You know what I'm saying? So she went up without him.
Mm-hmm.
And I already was talking to him, so that was cool. But then, you know, we there, whatever, and they there trying to get stuff situated and turn around, they buying two.
Dang.
That's all good, though. I got another homie. Shout out to homie Chum. He came through
the
next day and bought a brand new.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm. Brand new Camry. Okay. You know what I'm saying?
Camry's tough, man.
Yeah. Shout out to Chum.
That goddamn Land Cruiser, goddamn.
Come on and get one. Come on and get one.
That Crown is tough too.
It's the GX.
Come get that Crown. Reward yourself.
It's the GX550.
Yeah, no.
Same truck.
The GX550 is the Land Cruiser.
Hey, it's the same truck.
Don't get it twisted.
Oh, here we go. Yeah.
Shoot it to him.
Yeah, don't get it twisted.
It's the same truck. Y'all got that vision, that tan color?
Tan?
It's like a tan.
You seen it?
Oh yeah.
Oh, the one you seen. Okay.
That bitch was tough.
Cause Lexus got one in like a brown.
It's like a tannish brown.
But no, it's like a mud brown.
I call it tan. It's a little lighter than it's like sand mud versus dirt mud, if that makes soil mud, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Like pot and soil.
It's dark. Yeah.
More like a sandy.
I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, that shit tough, man. I seen a couple of them joints in Columbia. I'm cutting out.
You gotta get the mic right in front of it. Yeah.
But yeah, man. Last tournament we had was in Rock Hill, and it was Nationals. And we ran to a couple teams, boy. Whew. They was fundamentally sound.
Mm.
They beat us with the fundamental shit, free throws and layups.
Mm. I mean, sometimes you just miss layups.
We missed about 15.
But I'm saying, was they trying to do flashy layups?
Nah.
Sometimes you just have a missed layup day.
That was the wrong day to have. We had it 2 days in a row, Saturday and Sunday.
I see they're trying to do like the up and unders.
Now one of them tried that a couple times. Straight across the goddamn.
Like, Jesus, he should have been sitting beside you.
We should have been running the man instead of running the 1-2-2. It was a lot of shit.
Who called the defense?
Jazz called all the plays.
Oh,
she just looked to me for guidance.
You just there to hoot and holler?
No, I'm really there for like moral support, and so they don't try to run over.
So can you say let's go to man?
I can.
Why didn't you? Nervous?
No, because of the size difference. The other team had a couple kids that was bigger than us, and I didn't trust one man to hold. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, because they was already up. They had already took the lead, and we was fighting back. We fought back. We brought it down to 5.
Uh-huh. What's the worst it got?
15.
Shit.
Yeah, it got to 15. And we got it back to 5 and ended up losing by 7. So, but yeah, man, we back in the lab. practice, all we did was run, shoot free throws, and layups.
That's it.
That's all we did for an hour straight. And every time, all the layups they missed, they had to run laps for it.
Right.
All the free throws they missed, they had to run laps.
Right.
So, because they was complaining about being tired. I'm like, y'all fucking 10. You put that damn controller down and go outside sometime, goddamn, you wouldn't be so tired.
Missing the vitamin D.
Yeah, man, them boys got down. But that's where we at now in the world. But, yeah, while I was away.
My bad.
Oh, you cut me off?
No, you good. There you go.
While I was away, a couple things happened.
Okay.
Jay-Z did his freestyle.
That was, dang, you ain't been
here since? I ain't been here since. Right. I was trying to get here ever since. I promise y'all I was trying to, but the tournaments just kept falling. I couldn't get here. So, in the midst of all that, I noticed I had an email from one of my fans.
Mm.
And, of course, the Jay-Z freestyle had the world in a frenzy.
Absolutely.
It changed my algorithm. Totally.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't see nothing about Shebang. I ain't see nothing about Make Them Pay. I ain't see no Drake on my timeline for about a week and a half straight.
Mm.
And he had just dropped his album. So with that being said, I'm going to go to this email and I'm going to get back to what I just said. Okay. This email is from, shout out to Shaquetta. Which she ended the email and called herself OVO Quetta. So we're going to call her OVO Quetta.
That's her new name.
Yeah, we're going to call her OVO Quetta. OVO Quetta. Mm-hmm. And she starts the email saying, she says, Ice Main, baby, why you so cold?
Mm-hmm.
Jones, I love the show, but dog, this was almost insufferable.
Ooh. She said, but.
Yeah, even down to who had a run and who didn't. Okay. Now, after I read the first line, I was like, wait a minute. Who is this getting fly with me on this email? Let me go do some research. So I went to social media. I found her. And all I could see was it said that she graduated from high school in the year of 2013.
Mm.
So right then, I said, okay. Let me calm down. Because what I'm dealing with here is somebody that really don't know. Because if she graduated high school in 2013, I had a 13-year-old in 2013.
Mm.
So my life was in a totally different place. Okay, so she says, thanks B for trying to be the voice of reason. I appreciate the pushback you provided because Jones was being willfully obtuse.
Damn.
I'm typing this as I am listening, so I don't leave nothing out. Why are you so mad? Laughing my ass off, damn. Introspective Drake songs. From Time, Over My Dead Body, never heard it. Club Paradise, never heard it. Western Road Flows, never heard it. Is There More? Never heard it. Losses, never heard it. The Ride, never heard it. Furthest Thing, heard it. Fear, never heard it. 30 for 30 to name a few. Now, you name this many songs and I only heard two of them. That should let you know where I'm at with Drake. And both of those songs that I said that I heard was on one album. Nothing Was the Same, as I also said was my favorite album by Drake. Okay. Introspective. I don't know how about introspective because From Time is just a love story about a chick that he couldn't get his hands on. Furthest Thing is just a song. He don't say nothing too crazy and it's a decent song. Dope song. What does being from the hood have to do with being a realer nigga? See right there?
Mm.
When you asked me that, I almost had to look at your skin tone because what you don't understand is being a real nigga. When you from the hood, you're a real nigga because we live the nigga experience. And you can go listen to the nigga experience on Goody Mob Still Standing album, song number one. But it's a such thing called a nigga experience that Drake never fucking lived. He don't understand the nigga experience. So that's why he do the shit he do and move the way he move. You sound crazy. Mm-hmm. LOL. Being a real nigga has more to do with morals than anything. Now that you say that, didn't he fuck his homeboy girl when he was locked up? Mm-hmm. But you gonna tell me this motherfucker got morals? You lost me there.
Right.
You lost me. He fucked the man that put him on.
Right.
He hit his girl while he was locked up.
Nailed her to the cross.
And he's morally, like, correct? Come on, shawty. Okay. You got to do some research before you come talking to me about shit.
Uh-oh.
Because now, what them boys realized, LeBron and DeMar DeRozan, what Kendrick pointed out, is that, yeah, he helped all these other motherfuckers get on the charts. But what you don't realize is them motherfuckers helped him get accepted by us. We accept him into our culture because he did songs with Rick Ross, because he did songs with Wale, because he did them songs with them niggas, with Jay-Z, with Jeezy, T.I. All them niggas on his first album. It's like, who benefited more, them or him? Because T.I. still making music. Mm-hmm. Jay-Z can make music whenever the fuck he feel like. Rick Ross make, Ben, he never stopped making music. So yeah, he was aiding Ross with streams, but what people don't realize is Rick Ross came out in 2006. It motherfuckers around here saying hustling for years. Mm-hmm. Hustling became a cultural fucking, like,
anthem.
And I'm sure you know what I'm talking about. But with you being born in what? 1995, you really wouldn't know that. Like, because when I was 1995, I was outside.
Girl, I was listening. Born in 95.
If she graduated in 2013, it's 18 years. So roughly 94, 95. 94. Somewhere up in there.
93, 94.
Yeah, so she was born after the Illmatic drop. Mm-hmm. Ready to Die was already out.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? That's the shit I was listening to when you were born. So my rap, like the rap shit that I heard at the age that you listened to Drake. Drake came out 2009, so you was roughly eighth grade, freshman year of high school. That's when Nas, Jay, and them niggas took off for us.
But that was her most turnt part of her life. So that
exactly.
Was the most, yeah.
Like, and
from the ninth grade, you know,
yeah,
where I got,
yeah,
turned.
You know what I'm saying? So I understand. And I understand. Yeah, I understand why she on that OVO,
right,
shit like
Drake
that, because
was in the waves.
That was what it was.
Right.
You had Travis Porter, Migos, Drake. They was running the radio.
Right.
It was all over the fucking place. I understand your affinity for Drake. I totally get it. But
she can have a nasty.
That bubblegum ass rap shit, I ain't like, that's like RZA said it on goddamn the Wu-Tang double CD. These niggas with all this R&B rapping bullshit, he sings more than he raps. Mm-hmm. I'm sure you might not want to believe me or even like say what I'm saying to heart, but he sings more than he raps.
He might be rapping and just start singing.
His top five streaming songs.
He's singing in one of them.
He's singing in all of them. It's Control of the most listened to song he got. That nigga singing the whole fucking song.
Yeah, let me see what's the name say.
It's Passion Fruit is in the top five. He's singing.
Of all time for him?
Yeah, his top five all time streaming songs. The songs that's been most streamed by by him.
Mm-hmm.
It's Passion Fruit. I had the list. Like, the argument for me is, yes, I want him to rap, but I want him to make a rap album. He's an artist. And once y'all get that part untwisted in your mind, you can accept. Like, I listen to Drake because he makes good music. He's an artist. He raps on his albums, yeah, but he ain't making no whole goddamn rap album. And that's just what it is. He ain't got one album that's all rap.
Hell no.
He don't.
It gotta be an old one if it is.
He don't have one album that's all rap. So,
Damn, Drew, that's a, yeah, damn.
Like, I'm telling you, so, like, she made me do all this research because I'm trying to figure out, she gonna say, okay, let me get back to the email. Mm. The way he switched up on Drake was foul and corny as hell. That's why you don't see him with Wayne either. So is Wayne foul and corny?
Who switched up on Drake?
LeBron.
Oh.
Yeah, after Kendrick point out that, yeah, this nigga been using us all these years. That's all Kendrick said. Yeah, y'all let him get accepted because y'all was making songs with him.
But all he did was go to the pop-up.
That's all he did. Okay, but this is what it says. Foul and corny as hell, and for you to stand behind that is even wilder.
Because you call yourself a real nigga.
Yeah, but I am a real nigga. But all he did was go to a concert for a nigga. I mean, yeah, he was, I'm your mans, and you out here getting hype to niggas calling me a pedophile. That's why you don't see him with Wayne no more, because that was his man's and he fucked his girl. So it's two sides of that coin. You got to pick which moral compass you're going to stand on, because that ain't real nigga shit either, either way you look at it. And they lying. Fuck no. Same for DeMar DeRozan. Nothing real about it. They all publicly talked about how much they loved him and valued the relationship with the nigga. It's out there on the internet. Just about everybody he addresses had close ties to him prior to the beef.
Something must be happening with DeMar DeRozan.
It had to.
Behind the scenes. For him to be in that same video.
Exactly. You know what I'm saying? Like, something happened. And he probably hit one of DeMar chicks. You know what I'm saying? Like, but that's how he rolled. He absolutely deserves to feel a way and say something about it if he wants to. Yeah, and that's that emotional shit that y'all motherfuckers brought to the rap game. He brought that emotional shit to the rap game.
He did that.
All that singing and crying and all that. He brought that emotional shit to. That's why niggas is emotional now. He started that shit.
Woulda came back with you. I just need. Just hold on. I'm coming home. Like, come on, man. That emotional ass shit.
Fuck out of here. You mad about the lawsuit and not even mad about the right stuff, shorty. I'm mad because the nigga sued. You think that he sued. Hold up. Does it look bad that he sued after nigga delivered the death blow in a battle? Absolutely it does. I'll take it further and say it was corny. The most basic synopsis of why the nigga sued, because he viewed it as A, them participating in defamation, which he felt led to B, a ploy to devalue him so that UMG wouldn't have to cough up that bread for future negotiations. That ain't got shit to do with shit. He knew that shit wasn't valid. He knew it wasn't valid. Like, and they knew he wasn't a fucking pedophile. If he ain't a pedophile, that shit don't matter. He did that shit because his feelings was fucking hurt.
Is he a pedophile or is that just hyperbole?
It's rap.
But I'm saying it's just hyperbole, though.
Yeah, it is.
He did do some pedophile shit.
He did do some questionable things.
You can't deny that.
That shit ain't true. And he knew that. But you gonna
what
try.
What ain't true?
Them calling him a pedophile. Oh, okay, if he know he ain't a pedophile, then what's the problem? You sue? So either you felt guilty or you just try to make them niggas look bad because you sued these niggas. You sued Kendrick and your record label. Fuck out of here.
Kendrick ain't sue.
Kendrick ain't sue, and he said damning things about him. For you to be a hip-hop historian, I expected more from you in regard to seeing what the suit was about after all the hype died down. I ain't have to see, because he told you, that it was out. He sued because he felt like they pushed the song to the forefront.
For you to be a hip-hop historian, Jones.
Yeah, and I definitely am. That's why she getting this talking to, because my hip-hop, I was born in 1981. Hip-hop was born in 1972. Hip-hop 9 years older than me. I've been listening to rap since 1985. I was 4 years old. So rap is what it is to me because I respect lyricists. I respect bars. That ain't what it is now. This nigga, he rapped three lines. Like, he'll rap eight bars, then sing 24. You know what I'm saying? Like, what the fuck is this? It's the Miseducation of Lauryn Hill. I don't really call none of his albums hip-hop albums because they're pop albums. He's a pop star.
Damn.
Most Def said it. He's a pop star.
We're cutting him deep, bro.
But it's the truth. If you anytime you compare somebody to Michael Jackson, he's a pop star. Ain't no rappers getting compared to fucking Michael Jackson.
What is Michael Jackson?
The greatest fucking.
Is Michael Jackson R&B?
He's the king of pop.
But is pop he R&B? Music. Pop is nothing but popular music.
Popular music, exactly. So, yeah.
Is he R&B?
Yeah, he R&B.
So absolutely. How can Drake not be hip-hop?
Because he R&B. Michael Jackson wasn't rapping.
What if hip hop is like, I mean, a combination of R&B and rapping?
We call it rapping bullshit. You heard the RZA, man. Come on, man.
How about Ja Rule?
50 got him out of here.
He didn't though. 50 ain't got him out of here. That was the fans hating on him.
Ja Rule, but Ja Rule rap. See, Ja Rule was one of the first niggas to really sing hooks, but his hooks wasn't, you know, just hold on, I'm going home. Free. Can you imagine this nigga say, free? I just got to be free. Come on, man. You tough nigga. Fuck out of here, man. Be low. Okay, next crazy thing you said.
Hey, man, I'm trying to be on cuz side, man. I'm trying to help.
I know you're trying, but let me finish.
Yeah.
Next crazy thing you said, he only hit the streams because people only wanted to hear what he had to say. Laughing my ass off. Okay, right. Because he hasn't said much of anything since the whole shit. He been putting up numbers since 09. Yeah, and that's because he makes music for people to listen to, so they're gonna listen to it. He makes songs that are catchy. Mm-hmm. Ain't no substance in his music. Everything with him is a fucking, I ain't one man in my hand.
Damn, Juice, did you get
no, dog, it's, am I lying, man? No, because like, she disrespected me. By saying,
you call yourself.
I call myself a hip hop historian.
Yeah.
Shorty, you was 18 in 2013.
She said, you call yourself.
Yeah, I call myself.
Let's be clear, Jones.
Let's be clear.
You call yourself a hip hop.
All time. Oh, let me read some more. So that ain't new. You keep saying you want him to make music, he did. You wanted him to rap, he did. Besides his few bars addressing people, this isn't really a departure from the music he's been making. Shorty.
Hold on. You got more email?
Oh, yeah. Plenty more.
Hold on. Just read the email. Okay. I want to hear Grease.
Okay.
Nonstop. yeah, she's shooting Grease.
You asked me to play the language, saying that's what Shebang reminded you of. You shit on Shebang and praised that one. I said I like Shebang.
Yeah, you did say you liked
it. I said I like Shebang. You did? I said that.
You did? Keep going.
Talk shit about wasting bars in the intro of other songs on when he literally does the same thing in the songs you were saying were better, contradicting yourself.
Mm.
What song?
She got this nigga hot, that's the end of the rap.
He said read it all. You got finished reading it.
He hot.
Yeah, he can't even focus. You done asked him to do one thing, he can't even do
so
it.
So tell us why you really so bent out of shape. For real. What did this nigga do to make you this mad? Like what? All my fandom aside, why? Because it's not making sense. You sound like them people that it pains to give the nigga a hand for a job well done post beef. You said it yourself. I like more songs than I should. Bye. I'ma end this with this. My thoughts and opinions are not the gospel or the end all be all. You are also entitled to yours. Just engaging in debate here. Riddle me this. How long would you be mad if I or anyone falsely accused you of being a pedophile? How much would you have to say about it? You wouldn't rap about it because you ain't no rapper, but still. The first two questions remain. Today was almost my last listen, but I'll be back.
Ooh.
Warm regards over your quilt.
Now get it, you. Nah. Get a Jew, not get a Jew. Hold not on. Get it. Cause, whoo, shit.
Whoo, you about to get a Jew?
He got to.
It's like.
I didn't mean to break it up, but I had to hear Grease. She was shooting fucking Grease.
She was. And that's why I had to come in here.
Yeah, go ahead, tear it up now. No, tear it up. Shorty. God damn, Shorty.
When a 57-year-old man can do a freestyle and shut your whole shit down, you don't weigh that much around old niggas.
No.
So. Everybody been talking about Jay-Z since. Jay-Z got this concert coming up. Jay-Z celebrating his third. They wrapped a subway for Jay-Z in New York. They got a whole subway wrapped with the Rock sign.
Y'all's about to get you.
Like.
Yeah.
I grew up on Jay-Z and Nas. Okay. I grew up on Real Lyrics. I grew up on Biggie. Like, these niggas was out when Drake came out for you. So I want you to understand. The way you feel about Drake, I feel about them niggas. And Drake wouldn't have made it a fucking week in our fucking day.
Okay.
with this rap shit.
Okay.
Drake got his biggest hits is One Dance, God's Plan, Passion Fruit, Hotline Bling, and In My Feelings. In My Feelings.
Right.
The nigga always in his fucking feelings. That's the problem I got. And y'all want to tell me that this nigga is the GOAT? This nigga ain't the GOAT of no rap shit. He ain't. He don't even rap. He's a he's a singing ass pop artist.
Mm.
Once y'all accept that, the world will be better because them few little bars he had on these on one of these albums, because he dropped three albums. Of course he going to be the streaming fucking man for the next week and a half.
Absolutely.
When the last time you heard anybody goddamn playing this shit? I ain't heard a motherfucker play none of his songs on satellite radio yet.
Right.
So, but I have heard Controller and One Dance every fucking week. So
I heard that Randall Lennon.
When y'all realize that, yeah, Drake make great music, I understand that. And I said that, I give him his props. But this wasn't it. Not for the shit. Like, nigga, make music. Stop talking to niggas. I was Aiden Ross in streams before Aiden Ross was streaming. That was the that shit corny as fuck. Like them elementary ass fucking rhymes, man.
There you go. There you go.
Like, fuck out of here, man.
Uh-oh, here we go.
Yeah, and I'ma extend the olive branch. I want you to come on the show.
Okay.
So we can discuss this face to face and on mic so they can the fans can hear your point of view as
it's
well.
It's gonna be explosive.
Because you tried it.
Yeah.
And I'm gonna always be a hip hop historian. And the music I listen to, whew, man, Drake wouldn't get no play in our car goddamn in 97.
But
man,
the thing about it is what tickles me is she, you know, how hard she's going for.
Yeah.
Because he's a girl.
Yeah, that's the thing.
It's girl power.
They all fucking emotional.
Yeah, it's a girl power there.
Yeah, he's emotional. He's an emotional ass nigga.
They bonded real good on that.
Yeah, that's why you feel like that. Because you relate to him, sweetheart. Like, she relates to Drake because they emotional.
They got similar characteristics.
Yeah, like, you know, I understand, like, you did a lot of laughing.
Chromosomes.
You did a lot of laughing in your email, but baby, as long as this email is, you felt some type of way about what I said about that nigga. And evidently, I must have been kind of right, because out of the five songs that he got there, they listened to the most, he ain't rapping 8 bars in the motherfuckers.
Mm.
So you tell me, when you tell me this nigga's a real rapper, we can talk about something else. Mm. But as far as I'm concerned, Jay-Z, nah, those are rappers.
Right.
Those are rappers. Friend or foe, yo, state your biz. God damn it, man. And then I came in here on the 30th anniversary of Reasonable Doubt, thinking I'm coming to goddamn talk good about my man Hov, and a couple other albums came out that we used to bang, like, with rapping at, like, Lost Boys.
Right.
Man.
Oh, my God.
You heard what DMX said. I hate the way this nigga walk. I hate the way he talk.
Mm.
I hate everything about this nigga. Like, DMX is one of them niggas.
Yeah.
And yes, I did talk about who had runs. And matter of fact, after I said that, I sent B Love a picture where it said Big Daddy Kane had his own year of hip hop. Max B name ain't nowhere on the fucking list. Matter of fact, I don't think it's a Harlem nigga on there.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? So when it comes to this rap shit, I be knowing.
Right.
I was around. I remember. Like, Kane might not have had a 3-4 year run, but he had 1 year where he was the hottest rapper out. Just like Noriega in 98. Nori was the hottest nigga out. Right. Then Cameron came. Right. So if Cameron didn't take it from him, you know what I'm saying? But ain't no Harlem niggas on that list, so Max B was out of pocket.
Mm-hmm.
All y'all motherfuckers just emotional as shit, man, about this rap shit, yo. Yeah, man. But OVO Quetta, I appreciate it.
I love OVO Quetta.
She done emailed before, but boy,
she
shot me some shit. Boy, I read that motherfucker. I was laying down reading that shit.
You almost lost a
nigga. Nigga, I was reading that shit and I got to that. I said, oh shit.
Lost a listener.
I said, boy, I got to get that studio.
She can't go nowhere.
This shit right here gonna have her crying laugh.
Emails like that, she keep coming.
She gonna be typing so goddamn fast. Them damn thugs gonna be like.
I like how gonna be going. OVO Quetta got my cousin feathers ruffled.
Hell yeah, man.
That's what I like.
She done made me forget about all the goddamn air conditioning. Hey, this motherfucker.
She would sweat like hell, but she would not let him. It was.
I got the headphones wet.
This nigga is sweating.
He couldn't read.
He was hot for real.
Yeah.
He got to respond to every sentence.
That's when I knew he's mad. Like, when he was reading, and he stopped. And then he'd read a little bit more, then he stopped.
You challenged my hip hop knowledge, man.
Like that. Over your credit.
Yourself.
See, and what you don't know or what you may not know about me, I acquired this show because of my hip hop knowledge.
Okay.
So, like,
over your credit.
These niggas, the other producers I got there can get to come in here. They don't. They probably don't really don't fuck with Drake either.
Got him.
Like I know Yoshi is a fucking hip hop. You know, he a New York nigga. L a New York nigga. Like I know, I don't see L say I don't really fuck with Drake like that. Drake. You know what I'm saying? Because we listen, the rap we listen to is just different. Like we listen to rap. Yeah, shout out to L, man.
She got her own drop now. So how go on Wally?
Over your Quetta.
Shout out to Cuz, man.
Absolutely.
I hope you come to the family reunion.
Yeah, I hope she do too.
I hope she send an email next week.
I hope she do too.
She gonna cuss your ass.
Oh yeah, she gonna
be loaded.
She gonna try to tell, but
over your Quetta.
Hey, when you give me one of his top songs that's when he rapping, then we can talk. Until then,
she gonna be good to talk to
because God's plan.
She gonna remember all the shit we forgot.
Nope.
She gonna remember all the shit we forgot.
Michael down as G-O-D. Yeah.
You know the words.
Nigga, they played this shit every hour on the hour.
They did used to play that a lot. That song's hard though.
Right.
Video was dope. Video was dope. But you know, Drake make great fucking music. He make catchy ass, poppy ass music.
Mm-hmm.
That's what he do.
Mm-hmm.
So leave him in that lane. Stop trying to make him the GOAT rapper because that he will never be. Indeed. Point blank, period. Mm-hmm. I don't give a fuck how you try to slice
but
that.
But the wild shit is passion fruit.
Off More Life.
Right.
Yeah, he's singing his ass off on it. And then same album, you got Do Not Disturb. He rapping his ass off across a Kehlani beat. Rapping like a motherfucker. My favorite song on the album. I heard
which album you like?
It's a song. I like Nothing Was the Same. The one with his head. That's my favorite album.
Yeah.
I listen to that bitch cover to cover all day, any day.
Okay.
Cause he rapping both in that. He's rapping the most to me, and he's singing in that. Ooh, 305 in my city. I get it. He likes to sing, and I understand. That's what you do, dog. Keep doing your thing. But if that's what you go do, do it.
Thank Me Later, though. I think it was.
Thank Me Later. That's his first one. He got Jeezy, Jay, T.I., and Wayne on one album. His first album, his first studio album.
Yeah, I think this is my favorite.
Yeah, and everything was laid out for this nigga to be fucking successful.
Right.
As far as the artists go. Everything was laid, it was laid for him.
OVO Quetta.
You got four of the hottest niggas on your first album. That was out at the time. Because T.I. and Jeezy was just running. Jay had been running. And Wayne was taking off. Like, the Sorry for the Waits and all that shit had done dropped. And yeah, man. Shout out to OVO Quetta, man. I appreciate that.
OVO
You got my passion back. Now I got to go listen to some of my old shit tonight.
Well, she said nigga on fire.
Yeah, man. Did you listen to that new T.I.?
I did, man. I almost got on the phone on T.I.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Like when I'm riding, you know, I listen to the music or whatever.
Oh, you almost.
But I get on that telephone, man.
Yeah, I did.
Fuck the ride up.
Yeah.
Oh, he almost fucked the ride up?
I got on the phone.
I almost fucked it up and got on the phone.
I got on the phone about track 15 because my kids called.
Cause I'm going to tell you the only thing. Like he had some, I don't know, the beats was all right in the beginning. Yeah. But I didn't get crunk until, what is it?
Mr. Him?
No.
Let him know.
Dope Boy.
Oh, yeah, with him, Jeezy, and 2 Chainz.
That's it, really?
Mm-hmm.
I ain't got turned up to that. Mm-hmm. That shit really right.
Nah, I'm going to tell you, he rapping his ass off now. This is more of a lyrically dedicated album than it is to the
absolutely.
Song.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
He lyrically going crazy.
People were saying,
he rapping his ass off.
What made me really, because I think I might have got to like track 7 or something like that. Mm-hmm. I don't know if I had got this far, but people was like, T.I. eat him up on this. I mean, Jeezy eat him up on this song. So this made me go and start back over listening to the album.
Yeah, but
yeah, I made it.
Jeezy is Jeezy.
They killed this one.
We gonna get what we gonna get from Jesus. Don't expect nothing, no more, no less.
I don't know though. Jesus, when he rapping with somebody else though, he always bring it.
Because yeah. You know that's what they do.
Yeah.
It's all competition.
Yeah.
It's all competition, man. That's why, like, the songs from back in the day, the posse cuts used to be so fucking mm-hmm. hard because them niggas trying to cut each other fucking throats. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. That song with Youngboy, that shit hard.
On there? See, mm-hmm. I ain't even.
What the name of that one?
LLOG Clay.
What's up? What number that is?
13.
I listened to that. I did hit, but I ain't know Youngboy was in it.
Yeah, I like that. I was listening to it. I'm like, that's pretty smooth. And I was like, hold on, that YG? I mean, YB?
This was smooth right here.
But see, that Tiago give you what you expect.
And what it was?
He going to give you a solid project.
Was there one with Summer Walker?
It's one with Summer Walker on there too.
That shit was smooth.
Yeah.
But he sure is smooth right here.
He going to give you some shit to listen to. He gonna give you some shit. He always got some shit. What beat he rapping on?
I don't know. Then he did a song. So it's a song that Tuskegee play,
mm-hmm.
Ball and Parlay.
Mm-hmm.
And I was listening to it. I was like, hold on, that sound like Ball and Parlay a little bit. Yeah. And they he was playing off of that, but he got they band in it.
Yeah.
To that track 15.
Yeah.
Yeah, that shit. He got some good songs up here. It ain't a bad album.
Yeah, he do. And of course, you know, I gotta listen to it again.
Yeah.
But yeah, man. T.I.'s, he who he is in the rap game.
Lyrically, the whole shit fight, but
he, because like he's a wordy ass nigga.
That
he's he just been wordy for real forever. He always got them.
Because like I was trying to get the vibe off. Give me a vibe off one of his old albums, too.
That nigga got In Perpetuity in his contract, man. OVO Quelly, man, check your man contract.
He got a song with his son, too.
Yeah. He got his daughter on the intro.
Yeah, his daughter on the intro.
Yeah, daughter on the intro.
So he might have his other son on
there. And she can sing.
Finally.
That look great.
Got to go.
Oh,
she was kind of.
She's kind of sketchy.
Yeah, because she was.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
That's her.
Oh, God.
Shout out to the Harris family.
Oh, man. Oh, man.
That could be the name of the episode.
Oh, yeah. It go be.
She going to have to listen. You name it Over Your Quitter, she going to have to listen.
Yeah.
Shout out
I guess I would say OVO Quetta. And then I would put it all caps. This is for you.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like LeBron, ain't no smoke, Sean. I ain't mad at that. That was just I needed that reality check.
So I guess we're talking about something different. Yeah. Your forehead ain't as moist.
Yeah, you know. I'm telling you, that email had me hot, bro.
She got him.
I couldn't believe she was talking to me like that.
Right. Let me tell you, cause I had looked up and this nigga forehead was shining. I was like, but he said it was cool in here.
Right. No.
Do I need it?
I forgot all the air conditioner, right?
Them people that seen it.
Yeah, man.
So, okay, I'm just listening.
Yeah man.
Here, read one line.
Wiley had to call an audible. That nigga said, hey, just go ahead and read it through. We ain't got to.
Don't stop.
Don't stop.
Because he getting his rocks off.
Nigga, we've been here for 2 more hours. Yeah. That nigga stop every time.
Read it all.
What do you mean, the?
Right. That's where it was going,
B.
That's where it was going. Because she had it hot.
Yeah.
I
ain't never seen that nigga.
I was hot, what?
That nigga hot.
I couldn't believe she was talking to me like that.
When he pick every sentence, that's what made me look. Like I had to look.
How much more you got, Julian?
A whole lot.
Read it, buddy.
She tried it, man.
She did.
Tried
it, she shot some grease, huh?
Yeah, man. Hold the God. Shut down with the freestyle. This nigga shut down the world with a 4-minute freestyle.
He did.
And it was a video float around a Drake freestyle. And after that, I sit in the wallet.
Oh, that shit was.
Talking about with he in the studio.
Fuck slick. With a now you freestyling with a phone in your hand.
Sade, that right there, that further lets me know that she ain't no rapper.
I don't think she's seen that.
Yeah, I don't think they really understand what a rapper is like, because rappers don't, if you freestyling, you don't rap off of.
We gotta figure out a way for her to see that.
Yeah, I'm gonna wait till she respond to this email. I got that video in the tub.
Yeah.
So as soon as she responds, she accepted my friend request. I just say that to her. I'm gonna wait till she hear this episode.
If she see that, I
get some kind of goddamn.
She might get pissed off at Drake about that.
Yeah, like what the fuck are you doing?
Right, I'm
that don't talk, count. That don't count.
I'm out here talking that shit for you, and this what you doing?
Yeah, you telling me this nigga, this nigga rap? Where you rap at? He rap off that damn phone.
He looked bad on that.
Freestyle?
He did.
He looked bad on that one.
Yep. Nigga ain't freestyle. B, you about to pull up and play it?
Hell no, I ain't playing that bullshit.
Right, he looked bad.
Oh, man. Oh, real quick. What else did I have? I had something else, man. Oh, real
quick. Over. You it's had been, something else about
it's been
what?
It's so fucking long, man. Oh, yeah. L went to the fucking Ghostface show, June, in Charleston.
Where he waste his money?
Because he grew up with niggas.
Oh yeah, that's right. My bad. Yeah, I'm sorry.
He's on stage with the niggas and all.
They ain't even posted.
Yeah,
I don't blame him.
B-Love said, "You FaceTime Jones?" He's like, "Nah." I was like, "Motherfucker." Yeah, man. Because I wanted to go see Crit and Ghostface, but I was in and out of Rock.
I ain't gonna lie, that Crit been popping up in my algorithm lately.
Hey man, because Crit probably about to drop something soon. It's about that time.
This shit
pop up. Because he just dropped the Cadillac shit with Carlos. So. But yeah, man, we gonna go ahead and jump in these crates. Yeah, I gave her goddamn about 35 minutes.
We had an OVL quarter.
Yeah.
35, man. 40.
Yeah, I gave her a good 40.
And some sweat.
Yeah, gave her a good 40. I'm cool now.
Blood, sweat, and tears.
20 years ago, Young Jock dropped New Jock City. And Field Mob dropped Light Poles and Pine Trees with their title track. Well, not title track, but the song off of that one that went crazy for them was the Georgia shit, because that was when Ray came out, right? And they used that for Ray, didn't they? Didn't they use that song in Ray?
No, they used that song in...
Well, they sampled Ray...
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Ray Charles,
but they used that song in ATL.
ATL, that's the one. Yeah, that's the one. They use it in ATL. Yeah, man. New Jock City, of course. Jock had motherfuckers riding motorcycles all over the place.
Had goddamn.
They going down.
Had, what's his name? Cruz. Tom Cruz doing that shit on 106 and Park.
Yeah, man.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, this shit.
But what that was?
This shit went crazy, bro.
Didn't he just post something? He had a green car with some gold D's on it.
Cool job.
Yeah.
I don't know. You know, I don't be on. I ain't seen that. Shit. Yeah, this shit right here, man. We cannot escape this shit. And I was still in the club too, so.
Boy, still can't escape it.
I used to hate going in the club and this shit. Everybody they about to hit each other.
But he did some kind of shit where he had like. Shaq was cutting his hair. He had something going on in the background. It was a fire damn track, man.
Yeah.
He might have one out of 12 if it don't be nothing else.
Yeah. See, like, I don't... He had one other song on here, I think.
What's that right there, B?
Dope Boy Magic. I remember that. See, the reason this album got play in my car, boy, it sounded good across them 15s. You hear me?
Damn, he was saying I'm him back then.
Yep.
That's what I was talking about.
What?
Remember I saying, I was like, damn, somebody was saying something that all these niggas been saying here for a minute. What I was trying to explain to you. But I am him.
Yeah. I'm him?
Yeah, that's what a lot of these niggas saying that.
Yeah, everybody's saying that now.
Yeah.
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 What the fuck, I wonder who started it.
Right.
I don't know.
But I mean, Jock is in it early because this was 20 years ago. Yeah. He's been saying that back then. So I ain't really been, you know, I heard it.
I'm him, Himothy.
Himothy.
Yeah.
And Future got something new came out. He's saying it.
I'm him. Himothy.
I think
Hernandez.
Future got a song out. He got for soccer shit.
Oh, yeah, he did. Yeah, he performed.
Yeah.
He performed at the opening ceremony at the World Cup of LA. Yeah. Opening ceremony at LA.
Yeah. Shout out to Future, man.
Yeah, shout out to the World
shout
Cup.
Shout out to Young Jock. Yeah, shout out to the World Cup. That shit on.
They say they had, I forgot what country it was, but they was like going through the streets and like Compton or some shit. Like,
is it Scotland?
Might have been, it was a white country. And they was like going through the streets in the hood and white people was like scared, but black people was like, we ain't gonna fuck with them.
Yeah. Yeah, hey. She ain't gonna bother them at all. They was
dancing, and they was all lined up. Yeah. They had on all blue.
Yeah,
They had on their country colors or whatever. Yeah. But yeah. Shout out to the World Cup.
Yeah, let them celebrate, man. Yeah. We ain't gonna bother y'all people, man.
You know what y'all hear?
Yeah, y'all just go off what y'all see on TV. Huh?
Yep, and that should let the world know what it really is, man.
That nigga done painted us out to be all bad, man.
They've been doing that for years,
motherfuckers. Yep. All right, 30 years ago.
Okay. Came out 30 years ago.
Helter Skelter dropped Nocturnal.
Helter.
And you know what the songs was off that, right? Le Fleur, Le Fly, Eskorska.
That's the only one.
And Operation Lockdown. And of course that Sean Price shit. Sean, I used to bang that Sean Price shit too.
The name of this shit here is Le Fleur, Le Fleur, Eskorska, the fat fine. Yes, yes, yo.
These was the first niggas we saw with the dreads and shit after Daz Effects and shit.
By Carumbas, the rain gun clap a number. One on the set, man, I cut you like lumber. Still play the back, I'm down to my underwear. Make all you motherfuckers wonder where I come from. Motherfuck Dapper Dan, I'm a gun clapper fan. Plus, I run rappers, man.
Drake could never. He could fucking never. He could never.
Oh, shit.
He could never, dog. Like. That's rap shit. Like, these niggas was rapping.
Mm-hmm.
And you might not have been talking about a goddamn thing, but it sounded good.
These niggas, you would go, they just, you would walk across to the other side of the street.
Yeah.
They dusty.
Yeah.
With them dreadlocks.
Dusty, right?
Dusty.
Well, who was dusty? Them are the next niggas.
Who was the next niggas?
Lost Boys.
Ooh, they. Chop. Definitely awesome, dusty. Boy. These days, like, oh, y'all smell weed.
Right.
Oh, man. But Lost Boys dropped Legal Drug Money. Wallace put me on that joint. Wallace put me on that album for sure. As far as after Renee and Lifestyles of the Rich and Shameless, Wallace put me on that shit.
This came out in 95?
96.
You got 95 on here.
Yeah, that shit be wrong. Shit came out June 4th, 1996. Lifestyles of the Rich and Shameless might have came out in 95.
Maybe that's it.
Yeah.
That's some good music.
Yeah, it said January 1995.
Mm-hmm.
But then, I wonder if they re-released it on Universal.
They might have.
Because it said January 1st, 1995. But then it has 1996 Universal Records.
Mm. So this is how we go.
Go.
Let me let you know.
No. Damn, they first, well, not first. Day.
What?
But Jeeps, then Lifestyles, and then Renee right after that.
Mm-hmm. I'm talking about they ran them bitches back to back. Because music makes me high on that too, right? No, or is it the Yearn?
You know, music made me high on this one,
okay,
too.
Okay, so they ran, all of them was the single.
Yep.
Yeah, they ran their four singles back to back.
Yeah, this was a good one, too.
But it's some shit at the end of that album, shit, bro. Whatever I go, you be on the West Coast, we be getting high. The fellas puff on the line. We lose big and time.
Shout out to Freaky Ty. Man, Jamal Spears, that nigga just loves some Lost Boys.
Love Lost Boys, man.
Back in well, freshman year, my freshman year. I think this came out in 95.
I'm telling you that the songs, they released the singles, but the album didn't.
The album came out in 96. Okay.
Yeah. Yep. Well, my Honda goddamn played this shit right here so much. I used to have my little 8s pumping goddamn before I got my 12.
This might be the
Come on.
I don't know if this probably is the most famous song.
Culturally, I think so. Culturally, yeah.
My favorite might be Love, Peace, and Nappiness. That's the other album.
That's definitely, that album was, I like that album too. But this might be they won right here. This might be they won.
Like you telling us a story.
Yeah. Oh, it's a story, definitely.
Telling us a story, like.
Yeah.
Tell me a story sometime. Don't just always talk about how big your plane is and shit.
Shit.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. You don't always tell me.
She got her own drop.
Yeah, yeah. Talk about how big his plane is and shit. Man.
Right.
About hate. I don't hate him. I don't dislike him either.
Apathy is worse than hate.
But y'all gonna quit calling this nigga the GOAT rapper around this motherfucker. Especially around me, because that shit, no, he's not.
Mm-mm-mm.
Too many people did that shit before him for them to call him the GOAT. Too many people. And they got rap albums.
Mm-mm.
Rap City every Saturday morning. This was on the top 10 for about a year.
Mm-hmm.
This shit right here played forever, man.
Yeah, Renee at the top of the list. Yeah.
Speaking of Rap City. Oof.
What happened?
Big Tigger wife. Ah.
He was swole up, ain't it?
Yeah.
So he did hit her. Night.
He didn't hit her. He was trying to get his phone from her, and he kind of was trying to get it away, and she fell into the door. Yeah.
They locked his ass up, man.
Yeah, he got locked up.
Damn.
You got a shiner, cuz.
Yeah. Damn.
Shout out to Doogie. I had holler at Doogie.
That nigga need to go back in the basement.
She got a shiner, cuz. Oh, he gonna be in the basement. He keep she them charges go.
Right.
She got a shiner, cuz.
Hey man. Oh man. Oh god. Shout out to Freaky Ty.
Pretty Lou.
Speak Nice. And Mr. Cheeks.
Twitch is a wild. You know the dude that be like the dude from New York, he got like a little raspy voice, and he be like, it's pack them niggas up.
Yeah, pack them niggas up.
Pack them niggas up. He was like, Mr. Cheeks is a wild man.
What he said, pack them niggas up.
Pack them niggas up.
Son.
Pack all you niggas up.
Pack
you know
them niggas up, B.
But so he was like, we was wilding back in the day. Mr. Cheeks is a crazy name. Pack that nigga. Shout that nigga out, man.
Hey, yo, that is like, and we never fucking thought nothing about it.
His pause.
His name is Mr. Cheeks.
Pack that nigga. Pack that nigga all the way up.
I want to know why they call him that shit.
Maybe when he was young, he had chubby cheeks.
Yeah, chubby cheeks. Got to be. I hope so.
Mr. Cheeks. Pack you up. I used to hate that nigga, man, but hey, he funny as hell, man.
He funny as shit, man.
He like, yeah. Angry people are funny to me.
Hey, the trash bars nigga be killing me too. The nigga that do the trash bars.
I don't know if I seen him.
Oh, man, he just be sitting there in the camera looking. His hat, he cocks this out. He be like. But he had Silk the Shocker on it the other day. And goddamn, shout out to little bro, Mike. Mike down to tell me in it. I was like, super trash.
Silk used to say some shit, though.
Man,
I used to like Silk.
Yeah, Silk was so far off beat.
This ain't got nothing to do with music.
This Silk time right here, Silk should have just been coming up. Silk would have been one of the hottest niggas in the world.
Yep.
I swear to God.
It's a nigga now that, like, people be posting their food, like, at potlucks and shit.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a nigga, he just slapped the pans off the off the thing. His name, Cabinet Carl.
See, that's bullshit.
That shit funny. But he don't slap the actual food. He be slapping the mother. That shit funny, though.
That's
but anyway.
Fucked up, man.
Yeah.
And last but not least, before we leave for the day.
I can't believe we only got 5 minutes to talk about this shit. This nigga here.
I mean, we
fucking disrespectful.
We'll break it back up next week.
Nah, nigga, we talking, nigga.
We gonna break it back up.
This nigga, let me tell you, nigga.
Where do you rank this album out of his catalog? Reasonable Doubt, if y'all not sure of what we're talking about.
Between 5 to 1.
It's in the top 5.
Yeah. Okay. Somewhere, depending on the day. Yeah.
Originally, it only got four mics.
Four and a half.
They
revisited. Four or four and a half.
They revisited it. On the 10th anniversary.
I can't remember. 2006. You call yourself a music historian.
They re-rated it in 2006. The Source did, because you got to think about it. Source did it, so I don't think the Source was even around doing that no more when he hit 20 years.
Yeah.
So they re-rated it and gave it 5, which is classic album.
Yeah, because they gave Outkast a 4.5, and he said, I need to have my other half of mic, or something.
Yeah.
So this one got 4.
With this album, it was an introduction of him with his different rap style. That's number one. Because he was rapping fast on everything before this. So he reinvented himself, got with some of the flyest producers, and put together a fucking great ass album.
Mm-hmm.
I can rap this album for you 1 through 13. Well, 1 through
this 10, album,
no skips. I can rap the whole album. I had this album when it had the fur on the front of it. What was the print that was on the front of that CD?
It was Bullets.
Those was Bullets. Yeah. I had that one because they changed it.
They changed it to his face.
And put a picture of his face on it. I got that one now. But I want that original again. And for y'all,
I don't think you'll find it though.
I know. But for y'all motherfuckers that's mad about him selling his album at Target, it's only going to be one album.
Yeah, he ain't
there.
Selling it. It's not.
It's an exclusive color of the album.
Yeah, which everybody does.
Like, y'all so.
It's not. Y'all
be so hell-bent on just being mad about every fucking thing this nigga do.
Yeah.
But Drake can goddamn sue motherfucking record company and motherfuckers give me excuses on why he fucking sued.
Yeah, not even to mention like the stuff he said about the way black people in Toronto talk. They talk is ghetto and this, that, and the third. None of that stuff.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Then it's a clip of him using nigger. With the hard,
ER.
Yeah.
Ooh, yeah. We ain't talking about that, but you know, she bang though.
Yeah, shebang.
She bang, yeah.
Make them pay free. Little but birdie. This nigga right here, he came out driving Bentleys in 96. He's driving a Bentley in this video.
Yeah, he is old, you know, yeah.
Drop top joint.
Mm-hmm.
Was it Continental?
Back then it had to be, I think it was a Continental.
Yeah, the drop top 2-door joint.
Yeah.
You got Biggie, you got Nas sitting on top of the fucking rap game at this time. He had to come correct or he would have got washed away. So when people say,
but
like,
not only come, he had to keep coming.
Yeah, like, but Paul. You know,
hey, yo.
But even after this one, Big and Pac back, right?
So there you go.
They try to say if they were still alive, what? Because Future even said it like nobody was checking for Jay. Nigga,
you
fucking
stupid.
Nut.
Shut the fuck up.
Like,
who's the best MCs, Biggie, Jay-Z, and Nas? Nobody said nothing after that.
Listen.
Nobody contested that
nobody
shit.
Nobody said a word about it. And he said it on his second album. So, but motherfuckers to feel like Jay was irrelevant during that time, that's bullshit. Total bullshit. He came in the game and set his place in the game.
Mm-hmm.
For those people that don't know, Jay-Z and Biggie were trying to form the commission. Jay-Z, Lil C's, Biggie, Charlie Baltimore was going to be the commission.
Like Jay said in another song, if Biggie survived, y'all, Hov wouldn't be in this position. If Biggie survived, y'all would have got the commission.
Y'all would have got the commission.
Hov was going to always be Hov.
Hov was going to always be fucking Hov.
It was the universe will, because Allah said so. And now I'm here.
Listen, man. Like, that's how you know they don't listen to this nigga songs, man. He give, he like, this nigga, this album.
Over your quitter.
Him and Biggie went crazy on Brooklyn's Finest. Mm-hmm. Dead Presidents was what it was. He had 2 different versions of it.
Mm-hmm.
Feeling It was what it was. They told him, I leave that weed alone, man. Got me going. Shit.
The Evils. Am I still in order?
Yeah.
222s.
22-2.
22-2s. Can I Live?
Mm-hmm.
Ain't No Nigga. Friend mm-hmm. or Foe. Coming of Age. Cashmere Thoughts. Yeah, okay. mm-hmm. Bring It On.
Mm-hmm.
And Regrets.
Mm-hmm.
Did I just name the whole album without looking at it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now.
Last one.
The remix to Can I Live?
There you go.
That nigga too.
Like, I mean, but
OVO.
You go test my hip hop historian shit. Like, fuck out of here, man. Jay-Z, but Jay-Z was like when this shit came out, we was in high school.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of like I had big lips and I was kind of lanky, so I adopted. You know, I had every color Yankee hat there was to have. Mm. You know, it was all about wearing the Yankee hats then. I, you know, got a couple homeboys that called me Jigga Man.
Mm-hmm.
Till this day. But that was because anytime they got in my car,
that's what he had.
I was listening to fucking Jay-Z.
Mm-hmm.
If I wasn't listening to Jay-Z, I was listening to Nas.
One of the two.
You know what I'm saying? Like, that's where it was at till Goody Mob really became a staple. Mm. Outkast really became, ATL is, made Outkast a staple in my car.
Mm.
That shit I'm talking about Still Standing made me go back and buy Soul Food.
Mm.
After I had listened to Soul Food and knew, you know, me and Sage, rest in peace, Sage, we wrote down the goodie bag lyrics because CeeLo ripped that shit so goddamn crazy.
Yeah.
Wrote the lyrics down with the play pause effect.
Yeah.
You know, did all that, learned that song. But went back to that after Still Standing. Like, they became staples in my car. And lyrically, those are some of the most powerful albums of our time around that time. Because, like, you had motherfuckers making music. Bone Thugs and Harmony came out with the Harmony. They came out with the little, you know, the Midwestern style.
Mm-hmm.
That was new to us. Wasn't used to that. But we got a dose of it with Do or Die. Do You Wanna Ride?
Mm-hmm.
That gave us a taste of it. Then Twista and then all that came. But Jay was always right there. Only niggas moving units is M, Pimp, Juice, and us. Like, Eminem probably going to be the best-selling rapper ever.
Mm-hmm.
And he's really a rapper.
Mm-hmm.
And he's really a rapper because all the old rappers love Eminem. And they tell you, some of his rhyme patterns and rhyme schemes, like, niggas have trouble doing that shit. But that's what they don't understand in this new music shit. It ain't about rhyme schemes, rhyme patterns, and shit like that. It ain't about double entendres. They mm-hmm. want to do it, but they don't really know how to do it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So this nigga right here is the entendre king. He can give you 2-3, might give you a couple quadruple joints if you got them let him. But he been doing that shit forever because he had to challenge the game. And when it comes to selling records, yeah, you can't sound intricate on a record, introspective on a record, and think it's going to sell a lot because niggas don't, motherfucker, the mass is not going to accept that. They want to hear, I ain't need one that. Like, so y'all equate GOAT and all that shit to sales and numbers. That's what this generation equates it to. We equated it to like skill, like lyrical skill.
You can do numbers too with Jay though.
Yeah, you can. But out that's of
all
the thing.
These years, what do you think his average first album sales
weekly? First week.
Mm.
At least 400K.
Close.
What is it?
373. That's including.
And we talking physical copies.
Best of Both Worlds. That's including.
And we talking physical copies.
The stuff with Beyonce.
We talking physical copies.
His first Reasonable Doubt only did 43,000.
Only did 43,000 because motherfuckers didn't know what they expected. Because nigga, a week later, fucking It Was Written came out.
Mm-hmm.
And Nas was sitting on top of the rap game at this time. He was that dude. He mm-hmm. was young. He was 20. 1920. He was about 74. Yeah, so he 1920. Sitting on top of the fucking rap game.
And that shit dropped, and you know the rest is history. But that summer was one of the greatest fucking lyrical summers. That's why 96 is considered one of the fucking best years in hip hop.
That's a crazy average for 15 albums.
Dog, think about it.
No, I'm sorry.
And we talking physical fucking copies. Because that streaming shit ain't coming until what, 2010, 11?
That's 18 albums.
18 albums, yeah.
That's a crazy average.
Yeah.
Just for your first week.
Mm-hmm. They want to talk about number ones and all. Man, until that nigga sell 90 million copies of anything, Mike will always be the go to record sales, man. That nigga sold 90 million of one album twice, man.
That's crazy.
He's fuck out of here, man. He got two albums he sold 90,000 copies of.
I mean 90 million.
I meant 90 million copies of.
Yeah.
Physical copies. That nigga sold 90 million copies of fucking Thriller. And I think, was it Bad?
Maybe Bad.
I think it was Bad. Then he sold 30 million of fucking Dangerous or some shit. Like, man, fuck out of
here. I mean, we came back with, what's the one that had Black or White on it?
Dangerous?
No.
It
wasn't Dangerous.
The one that had the Leave Me Alone on it and shit.
No, it had Scream and all that on it.
Oh, hold up. That was on... that's the one with Jam and shit?
It was Jam on it? I know Jam Scream was on that shit.
I think that wasn't Dangerous.
Nah, that wasn't Dangerous. What's the one? I don't know. It might have. What's the one, like, after he, because he was gone for a little while and then he came back and then they dropped Scream and Black or White and...
Oh, matter of fact, rest in peace to Michael Jackson, too. He's 17. He been dead 17 years. Jeez. And he still goddamn trending in the goddamn...
That's crazy.
Top of the charts, man.
What was it called? Because the cover was like a huge statue of him or something like that.
It came out in 91.
No, after 91.
No, Black or White came out in 91.
What you said the cover was like, B?
It was like a big statue of him on it or something.
History. Oh, yeah. History. History. Yeah, history.
That's what year that came out?
95.
95.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that had Black or White on it,
ain't it? Uh-huh.
Yeah, that was the one, History.
What album was that? Who Is It on it? That was my shit. You don't know that shit?
Who is it?
Who is it?
Nah.
Is it a friend of mine?
You a music Who is it? Nah, they ain't dropped that on the radio.
Nigga, that shit was hard.
That on that one, like the movie screen, the cover.
Yeah.
I'm at the movie theater.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, shout out the whole. Y'all see all the stuff they doing for Reasonable Doubt?
Dangerous.
Yeah. You seen the subway and shit.
Mm-hmm.
They literally covered the whole fucking subway with the rock signs, man.
Really? Subway car.
Yeah, subway cars. It's a whole fucking train.
It's a whole train.
They did the whole fucking train.
They wrapped it. Yeah.
Yeah, hands on that motherfucker like this, man. Uh-huh.
They said so, Jay-Z 30 on it or something like that.
Yeah, this nigga is.
He got his own. They got Air Force One.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they bringing out the Rockefeller Air Force One again. I remember when he had them shits, man.
Mm-hmm.
Like, shout out to Jay for staying around so long,
mm-hmm.
coming back 30 years later and giving us that freestyle. Now, y'all know the freestyle at this fucking concert going to be...
He might do one there, too.
He do it every at all his shows.
Not all of them.
He do it at most of. He did it at the Magna Carta shit, too.
But I mean, like, a freestyle, like... Yeah.
He do a freestyle. That's just something he do.
Especially when he's gone and then he come back, he always do one.
Yeah, he have to. Just to let motherfuckers know I'm paying attention.
Like the one that really was like when he did the one at the B-Size
mm-hmm.
show.
Yeah.
That was the one.
Oh yeah, he went crazy on that motherfucker.
Yeah.
He went crazy on that motherfucker.
He got a library car. That's why we lived in New York.
Yeah.
You don't indulge in some of that stuff.
Some of that shit. Yeah.
Museum stuff you got going on.
I would just like to be in the vicinity for this concert, man. This shit gonna be fucking epic.
That shit went crazy.
57 years old.
Almost 2 weeks away.
No, that shit this weekend.
No, it's not.
It's not on the 4th. It's next weekend. It's
the 10th, 11th, 12th.
Yeah. So that's next. Oh yeah, he did add a third show.
Yep.
Then he going to Paris. Niggas in Paris.
He'll be in LA too.
Yeah.
I think he'll be on the West Coast too first. But I know he is going. Yeah, like
he
got to
drop something, man. We just need a little EP or something.
What if he don't?
I'm cool with going back and listening to what he already got. Because I've been listening to Meet the Parents a lot lately.
Mm.
Been listening to that a lot lately. a whole lot since I met my kid. Get the fuck out of here. Let's get it to go to the boat. Ain't no rapper telling me I ain't getting
this no nigga here, man.
No rapper telling me I get no boat. This shit right here. You remember I showed y'all boys this shit at football camp?
Not show. Nah. You know I wasn't at football camp.
Oh, yeah, you wasn't.
This well, I remember you was rapping it one practice.
Oh, yeah.
We was right after camp, though. You was rapping it one practice. And,
this what turned your cousin out.
And what you call it was like, Julian, shut up. Coach DeBose was
yeah,
like, shut up.
Fuck that shit, man.
Yeah.
He's a fool, nigga. Fuck out of here.
Nick?
Turned him out.
Oh, he's, okay.
That nigga fell in love.
Yeah, shout out to Cuz,
shout
man.
Out to Cuz, just got a new position.
You know what I'm saying? My people ahead of shit. Y'all niggas ain't, whoever y'all niggas is ain't about shit.
That
my niggas be the head of shit.
Yeah,
run shit. Run shit.
COO ride that motherfucker.
Hell yeah,
man.
You better get your fucking mind right.
Yeah, man. Shout out to Nick Peasy, man. Shout out to Nick Peasy doing great things in that school district.
Hell yeah. Damn, that's a long drive, though. I wonder if he's moving back.
Something had to goddamn bring him back. Nigga left him, nigga bringing him back.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. Shout out to Peasy.
Yeah, because that's where he was, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's the principal there. Then he went to another school, and then, you know. He probably going to be like a
believe
superintendent.
You be, son,
not too
I hate
long.
To do it just as bad as you hate to see it done. Now come, your boys. I find it a little hard to concentrate with all the noise. Get the point? I'll let you go.
Yeah,
when
he probably
leave,
was, yeah.
I'll let you know. Need those keys. No matter the weather. Come right over.
Boy,
she got a fan.
Oh God, yeah.
Over your quitter.
She got to tone that shit down.
I'm my new fan, bro.
She too young to talk to me like that.
Yeah,
yo.
I'm about to hype her.
She too young.
Hype her up.
She too young to talk to me like that. Yo.
Hype her up.
Damn, 95.
95. Yeah, like.
Got kids that age.
So you was five. I was having children.
Yeah.
Kidding me.
You was going raw for a long time.
I was having children when you were five. Four, when you was five or six, I had a
they
kid.
They called him the nature boy.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
Over your quarter.
Yeah, y'all want to take a trip down memory lane. If you was around in 96, now you got to listen to the Right There President song.
Which is both of them.
But the video version was the one. That video version, that nigga hit that little monkey niggas turn gorilla shit. Motherfuckers miss, like, it's just, he talk about the progression of the gangster, mm-hmm. and, like, it's just so, man.
I forgive you.
Yeah, man. I got down. This album right here, though, Bleak, like, Bleak came on and did his little thing.
Mm-hmm.
Sauce Money, like, a lot of motherfuckers don't even know Sauce Money. Like, Sauce Money is one of the dopest writers from back in them days. He got mm-hmm. Grammys for writing shit for people. Yeah, he was on Bring It On.
Mm-hmm.
He killed that shit too. Then Regrets, man. That shit, Jay just tell you another story real quick. Like, he tell a fucking story.
This is my shit right here.
Cashmere Thoughts, man. It's that grown man shit, man.
This shit so smooth.
This was grown nigga shit back in 96 when we was teenagers, man. I'm trying to think who the fuck produced this one. Who did it say produced this one? Because I know Primo did Bring It On. Did Prem do that? Prem ain't do Dead President. He did Friend of Folk. And I think he did Bring It On.
They don't have the credits of it. Just say that. They don't say who produced it.
I think Mo B did fucking Brooklyn's Finest. Kind of sound like a Mo B joint.
This CD is less than an hour long.
Yes, it is.
59 minutes and 23 seconds.
And I'm talking about you get 3/16. You ain't getting 3/8. You ain't getting 2/8 and a 24. You ain't getting 2/4 and a 12. Like, you get 3/16.
Mm-hmm.
So, lyrically, it was tougher back then because you had to fucking compose a song. And back then, It composed of three verses of 16 fucking bars.
Right.
Now these niggas, I'm telling you, they do an 8-bar verse and four of them the same.
Yep.
They repeat.
I blame Cisco.
They repeat. You blame Cisco or Mike Jones?
Cisco. You ain't noticed that the Thong song is the same verse over and over?
Yeah. Yeah.
You ain't noticed that, did it? Yeah. I ain't noticed until he said it.
Yeah, it makes sense.
He said it, and I was like,
yeah.
Right. What the fuck?
Yeah. So that's a lot of songs are like that nowadays. You might get four bars that's different on the second verse, but then it's going to be the same. The rest of the verse going to be the same as the last 4-8 bars on the first verse. Just lazy, man. This whole generation is just fucking lazy.
That's all it is.
They lazy as the fuck. I think I'm going to listen to Reasonable Doubt. Because I got to listen to Can I Live. You know who did Can I Live, right?
No.
Rest in peace to Irv.
Oh, Irv.
Yeah. If you think about it, he used that shit again
for Ashanti.
Yeah.
Guess he was running out of ideas?
Yeah. Or either, you know, them niggas used the same beat twice now.
Yeah. But they did it a lot, though, using it for like a rap song and then go to the R&B song.
I miss this Dame. I miss this Dame right here, man.
Because his teeth tumbling out of his mouth.
For every interview he do now, it sounds horrible.
It
sounded like he going to the teacher.
Bro, did you hear the thing where he was talking about Jay used to have bad breath?
Yeah.
Did you see the video he got with the white girl? They got a song.
About that bad breath?
Yeah.
Oh, no. So that's why Cam and Mace was laughing at him.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Man, he was reaching so far, man.
Yep.
Dame need, like...
He ain't got shit popping.
I get, Dame hate for Jay is like my hate for Drake, right? Over your club.
Dame about to be with Ghostface with me.
Oh, yeah, Dame talk so dumb.
Yeah, Dame talk. He funny as shit now.
Yeah,
man.
But Dame still on that.
I gotta find a real one.
He's still on that boss talk, and he ain't got shit going on. That's my thing. Like, dog, at some time you gotta humble yourself at some point.
Cinnamon and doo-doo.
Yeah, that's what he said. Yeah, cinnamon and doo-doo.
Cinnamon doo-doo. Fuck, let you chew Big Red.
I mean, but not only that, that's what's on his mind 30 years ago.
Yeah, like, this the shit.
That's where I'm at with it.
Yeah, y'all boys have been cool. Like, they ain't been mad with him since he did Best of Both Worlds.
That bitch is reaching, boy. He remember, oh shit, that bitch has stink ass breath.
Like he really got mad at Jay for doing that Best of Both Worlds with Kells. He should have been mad at him. Yeah, he got mad at him because Aaliyah told Dame what Kells did to her.
Oh.
And Jay still went and did the album. Mm-hmm. With him. Jay was like, shh, this business. You know, that's why Dame don't fuck with Jay moral compass because he say Jay ain't shit for that.
He ain't.
Yeah, right. He ain't. You're right.
Oh, money ain't good money.
But I tell you like
that. And look what happened in the end.
I tell you like this. That album hard a motherfucker though. We used to get money together.
He had
$200 together. Crawled out wheels, custom clothes, leather. Mm. You claim it's all love, but nigga, it's whatever. Because this is business. It ain't personal.
I ain't never heard that song before.
You did? Mm. Oh, my God. That green light. Go, 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 go.
Mm. I heard that.
Go, 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 go. You ever listen to Naked? Ooh! Ooh!
It's a playlist. It's a, like, you know how, like, they'll make their own playlist on, like, Tidal or whatever.
Yeah.
And one of them songs came on. Skip. Yeah.
Hey. But, yeah, man, Dame. He had to forfeit his third of this joint, didn't he?
I think he lost it in a court battle or something like that. Yeah.
He just ain't want Jay to have it.
Yep. That's really the start of all of it.
Yeah.
He could have still had Rockefeller.
Now you know, like, Jay about to get all his masters back now, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So
that's
like,
what's up.
Yeah, after 30 years, them shits go back to you. Nigga, did you hear the story about Skilo?
This is it, what, Skilo?
No. I wish I was a little bit taller.
Oh, yeah. What happened?
he owned all the publishing and the rights to that song.
Uh-huh.
And they talk about these one-hit wonders. You know, Toyota just did a commercial using that song.
Really?
And that shit been streamed like over 100 million times or some shit.
Really?
Man, it says this motherfucker got them.
So he got a check recently.
Hand over fist.
Hand over fist. And we will make it money.
They say y'all can talk shit about these one-hit wonders, but if you do that shit right, it only take one.
Yep, because it's going to be somebody who's 45 or 50 that's an executive that does marketing or whatever. Yep.
And they remember how that shit made them feel.
They
want to
like that song, so they're going to put it on. Yeah,
remember how that shit made them feel as a teenager.
Because I hear that song, I think back to like I was 13 or 14, summertime, and it's playing on MTV.
And I wish I was a little bit taller, because I was still short.
It was young.
Yeah.
But I just remember that time, the beat made, you know, take me back. I was like 13 or 14 years old.
Got him one. Got him one. And this motherfucker still living.
And who paid him?
Toyo.
Exactly. Come get you one.
Come get you one.
I got a whole heap of them for you.
Oh,
nice
shit.
Promo.
Yeah. Oh, man. Shout out to Jay, Helter Skelter.
Over Your Quetta.
Lost Boys. Over Your Quetta, of course. The star of the show.
Over Your Quetta.
Now, I wouldn't. Don't take none of this personally, man. We just, you said it's for a healthy debate, right? We just debating. Yeah, now, I came to you with facts and numbers, and
you just come with anything, Quill.
Yeah, whatever you say, you know.
I want to hear it.
But yeah, you tell me what song that nigga got that he rapping that's on the top of his chart.
All rap.
That's all. He ain't got. He probably ain't got but six songs that's all rap on all the albums total.
It's terrible.
Yeah, man, he ain't doing too much rap.
Over Your Quetta.
He gonna sing his way out of that paper bag.
Over Your Quetta.
But yeah, man, I appreciate y'all. As always, I know it's been a minute, but season coming to a close. So everything will be back status quo
Thank God.
The next month or so. In, after July for sure, because our banquet is in August.
Oh, banquet. Oh.
Yeah, but it's on a Saturday. Thanks.
Oh, Your Quetta.
Yeah, man. June, tell them where they can find you, man.
Over Your Quetta. Hanging out with the school cats right y'all.
Easy. Tell them where they can find you, man.
Every Monday on the DJ Blaze Radio Show podcast.
And it's your boy Jones, man. Email us at the Music Jones Podcast.
Especially you, Over Your Quetta.
Yeah, Over Your Quetta. I'm sure.
I pray that
I hear from you before the next time I come in here to record. And don't send the email to DJ Blaze Radio Show. Send it back to me again so we can do this all over again.
Because you sent it to me.
I'm here to tell you right now. We don't care. Let me tell you.
If it ain't about DJ Blaze Show
and
stuff,
again,
send it to Jones.
The invitation is out.
Right.
If you want to come and sit here and debate me.
She's still in Dawson?
No, she don't live in Dawson.
Oh, okay. Well, if you want to do it through email off you, you know, it's holidays coming up, and I know you got family around you. So if you come visit, just let me know, and I'll try to schedule a time so we can get you in the studio. You know.
Over Your Quetta.
I want money so like Cosby, who wouldn't? With this kind of talk that make me think you probably ain't got no pudding. Woo-hoo, niggas got them kind of dreams in jail. Post SL, but can't post bail. Niggas roast the L, but scared to throw your toe swell. I'm here to tell niggas it ain't all swell, it's heaven and it's hell, niggas. One day you cruising in your seven, next day you sweating, forgetting your lies. Alibis ain't matching up, bullshit catching up. Hit with the Rico, they repo the vehicle. Everything was all good just a week ago. About to start bitching, ain't you? Ready to start snitching, ain't you? I forgive you, weak ass.
You.
Aside from the fast cars, honeys that shake they ass at bars, you know you wouldn't be involved with the underworld dealers, carriers of Mac Millers, East Coast bodies, West Coast cap pillars, little monkey niggas turn gorillas, stopped in the station, filled up on octane, and they're not sane and not playing. That goes without saying, slaying day in and day out. Money playing, then they pay you out. Trying to escape my old eye, lurking the enemy, representing infinity with presidencies, you know. And we gonna play a little Monopoly on this joint. Those are bars, Over Your Quetta. Bars. Till next time. Peace.
episode.